This is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
Oh, it's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. Just one comment on the news that Aaron's been talking about. So Bruce Harrell, new Seattle mayor, he's announced that he's sending out a new police squad, and they will be unarmed. I find that very interesting. Yeah, we have record gun violence, record murders in our region right now. And Bruce Harrell wants to send unarmed cops out onto the streets. I find that ironic because Bruce Harrell didn't mind being armed himself before he got a police detail. This is a long, long, long time ago. But I think it was even before I got my talk show. But I found myself playing poker in a card room. This was back in the 90s. And I was at a table with Bruce Harrell. I think he was a pretty big poker player back then. And he didn't know me. I knew of him because he was a Husky football player. And for some reason, I knew who he was. But I believe that Bruce Harrell carried a gun in an ankle holster when he was playing poker in card rooms back when. So I find it a little ironic that he's sending unarmed cops out now to deal with, the armed criminal problem that we have in our region. Whenever we get Bruce Harrell on the show, I'll ask him about that. I'll ask him if he remembers me from the poker table. But that's a prelude to everything we have going in our Fastest 15. So what we have here is just an absolute disaster. You just also heard in the newscast, they had to shut down a COVID testing place because they didn't have enough workers here in our region. What a failure Jay Inslee has been at COVID. Just an absolute failure. People can't get the testing, not easily. Because I know there are a lot of people who wanted to get tested before they got together with family at Christmas time, and it was almost impossible to find tests. Jay Inslee and Joe Biden at the state and federal level are just absolute failures when it comes to COVID. More people have died under Joe Biden's watch than died under Donald Trump's watch, even though Biden had a COVID vaccine during his watch. With Jay Inslee, people are still having trouble. We had a local booster website. And I went on it about a month ago, and the soonest I could get an appointment anywhere was a month out. And everything is just all bottled up. I found something through another source, so I got one sooner. But if you just rely on government, if you rely on Jay Inslee, why instead of keeping the freeways closed like he did during the snowstorm, why doesn't he focus on just making sure we have adequate testing for people and that people can get the vaccine and that we're working on getting the therapeutics out there? And to me, the vaccine is nothing more than a therapeutic. I'll get to all that stuff coming up here as we wade through all the news in the Fastest 15. And then you have Kamala Harris, who was asked if the federal government is on the right track, because even the far left-wing White House media recognizes that Joe Biden is a disaster in every area, whether it is Afghanistan or the southern border or the economy or COVID. And NBC reporter asked Kamala Harris if it is time to change course. Kamala, I can't wait to hear how you answer this question.
At what point does the administration say, you know what, this strategy isn't working, we're going to change strategies? Six former administration officials last week wrote that open letter urging the administration to change course, to change strategy. Is it time?
Okay. Is it time to change course, Kamala Harris?
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down. And so right now we know we still have a number of people that is in the millions of Americans who have not been vaccinated.
Oh, doggone it! Shoot, a ladybug just landed on me. It's really cute. I was just looking at how cute it was, and I forgot to listen to the Kamala soundbite. If it's time to change course. Andrew, by any chance, tall order. Did you by any chance transcribe the Kamala soundbite that I just played?
I love ladybugs too, Dory, so I understand your predicament, and I have your back.
Oh, thank you. Okay, well, hold on. Let me get rid of the ladybug. Go away. Shoo. Okay. All right, now I can just focus on you, Andrew. All right, what did Kamala just say? Is it time to change course?
So this is the core of what she said.
Okay.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day, it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down.
Ah, okay. I wish the ladybug had come back while you were reading that. Darn it. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay. By the way, Bill Gates just admitted the vaccine. He was one of the vaccine's biggest boosters. And he says it'll still keep you from getting really super sick. But Bill Gates sent out a tweet and he says that it's time to admit that the vaccine is not likely to prevent people from getting Omicron. He said that we're also going to have to take yearly shots for some time. I'm sure his investment in Moderna and Pfizer is paying off handsomely. But he says that we're discovering that the vaccine isn't keeping people from getting Omicron, and it's not keeping people from transmitting it. And you brought up a great point, Nicole. So why are we still using the same vaccine? Why, if it's not working, why doesn't whoever's pulling the puppet strings on Joe Biden, why don't they say, hey, Pfizer, Moderna, get to work and get in? I mean, why doesn't he do what Trump did? Trump, you know, fast-tracked, got a vaccine out in record time. Why don't they start working on a new, different vaccine instead of continuing to inject people and shutting down our economy and keeping kids from playing sports and keeping highways from being open to tell people, yeah, you have to get injected with something that's not working? This is insane. They need a new vaccine. You're right about that, Nicole.
I think I know the answer to that. I think it's because they've spent too much money on the first vaccine.
Yeah.
They have too much of it now. And so they're just pushing that, pushing bigger doses instead of working on. I Rand Paul, I don't know, 6 months ago said they had one ready for the Delta said he had one ready for the Delta and they just weren't pushing it. They were just continuing to push the other one because they had too much of it.
The research and development for a new vaccine costs a lot of money. And right now, this is all about profit margin. So they're going to continue to nonsensically insist that everybody get injected to protect them from something that this particular vaccine does not protect people from getting. So it is pure idiocy that we're dealing with. But we do have Joe Biden in charge, and he had a little 10-minute statement today to talk about because a brand new poll came out. Joe Biden's approval ratings, according to Quinnipiac, month to month, 46, 44, 42, 39, 37, 34, 33%. Joe Biden's approval in brand new Quinnipiac poll is down to 33%, one of the lowest ever recorded. And how can people not be supportive of a dynamic leader like Joe Biden, who went on TV today and told us what he is doing to save you and me from COVID?
Now, I don't like to, outline the next steps we're taking against. I'd like to outline the next steps we're taking against the Omicron variant.
I tell you what, man, I'm ready to put my life in that man's hands because when he speaks, I get goosebumps. I get tingly. I get a tingle down my leg when Joe speaks. So that's what he's going to do to save all of us. And I just, gosh, I can't tell you how much that means, how much I appreciate it. He says that if you want to know about Google or about COVID testing, just go to Google.
You can find the nearest testing sites for you by Googling COVID test near me. Google COVID test near me.
Let's see, I'm going to try that right now. See what happens. I should have done that before. COVID test near me. Let's see. Coronavirus disease. I like this. COVID-19 tests are available at no cost nationwide at health centers and select pharmacies. Well, thank you. At no cost. We're sending billions of tax dollars to all of these companies, and they all say at no cost. But anyway, I just did what Joe said, and that's what I got. They're available at health centers and select pharmacies. Oh, I hope my pharmacy was selected. and here's the other thing that I think we should all feel good about. He has put a new doctor in charge of all of this, and Joe gives this doctor a ringing endorsement.
And to help lead our federal testing program, I've tapped Dr. Tom, I hope I pronounced it, Inglesby, correct? Is that right, Jeff?
I'm guessing that's not right.
I'm guessing that, yeah. But he then went on to say there's nobody finer. He doesn't know the man's name, but he somehow knows that he's a good doctor. I mean, what are we doing here? Jill, Dr. Jill, who got her doctorate writing a paper about a community college. Hey, Dr. Jill, why don't you heal thyself and just tell Joe, look, Joe, nobody trusts you. Everybody recognizes that we have an absolute vacuum at the top. The only problem, of course, is then Kamala's in charge. If we get rid of Joe, and that's the problem that we're all in right now. If we get rid of Joe, then we got to deal with Kamala. And I don't know if she's ready for the big time.
So we wrote that open letter urging the administration to change course, to change strategy. Is it time?
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down.
Wow. I'm excited. I'm excited that we got these two at the top.
And to help lead our federal testing program, I've tapped Dr. Tom, I hope I pronounced it, Inglesby, correct? Is that right, Jeff?
Yeah. Tom, will you check and see what that doctor's name is, Nicole? Is it Tom Inglesby?
That's okay, yep, I'll check.
Yeah, do check. Remember a couple of days ago, Joe was talking down in Georgia, and he talked about how he was arrested during the civil rights marches of the 60s.
I did not walk in the shoes of generations of students who walked these grounds, but I walked other grounds because I'm so damn old I was there as well. Hey, you think I'm kidding, man? Seems like yesterday the first time I got arrested. Anyway.
He got arrested marching for civil rights. Of course, Joe Biden has said that he never marched for civil rights several years ago. And the Washington Post just came out and gave Joe Biden's speech down in Georgia on Tuesday 4 Pinocchios because he was lying. But Joe Biden, even when his brain wasn't as addled as it is now, the first time he ran for president, he got booted because of plagiarism, because he stole his speech from a British politician. He has been a plagiarizer and a liar his entire career. And now that his brain isn't working right, now he doesn't even remember what he said. But several years ago, he said, I never marched in civil rights marches. And now he's claiming he got arrested. He got busted for that. And then the problem as it manifests itself for most of us is with inflation. The highest inflation rate since 1982 was announced yesterday, 7%, but it's actually much worse. It's actually closer to 16%, because that 7% doesn't take into account gasoline, food, home heating costs. Things that were included in the inflation rate 40 years ago are not now, because the government wants you to not know how bad it is. And there's something else that's going on that's called shrinkflation. And that is, a lot of companies, they're keeping their product the same price, but they're giving you less of the product for that price. And the latest, this one's shocking, Domino's. Domino's, if you ordered a side of chicken wings to go with your pizza, you would get 10 chicken wings from Domino's. But because of shrinkflation, Domino's has announced they're reducing the number of wings in its $7.99 carryout offer from 10 pieces. It'll now be 8 chicken wing pieces. They say it's because of rising food and labor costs. $8 for, or $7.99, $8 for 8 wings. I'm sorry, one chicken wing is not worth a dollar. But thanks to Biden inflation, we're now getting fewer chicken wings. And that's where I think the American people are finally going to draw the line. Because you'll...
I got the name.
Oh, what is it?
It's Thomas Inglesby.
Oh, he finally got it right.
I-N-G-L-E-S-B-Y.
Okay, well, I think he finally got it correct at the end of that then. I think he came around to Inglesby at the end. It was just obvious that he had never heard of the man.
Right.
Who he's saying is the finest doctor to lead us out of this crisis. All right, and all of that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast Dory's Fastest 15.
You go 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Coming up next... I'm just getting a bulletin about another carjacking in Seattle. Coleman Park this morning. Police arrested an armed carjacking suspect who rammed into a police vehicle in Coleman Park this morning. Tell you what, driving around Seattle, you may want to think about being armed yourself, because there are a lot of armed carjackings these days. Record numbers. Okay, coming up next, Brandi Crouse is going to drop by for her weekly visit. We'll do that next as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. And then, Aaron, we are just getting some breaking news in from Seattle Fire Department.
Yeah.
This could be a ray of sunshine in what's been a horrible story for this family in Magnolia. About a week ago, there was a landslide in Magnolia, and a house on Perkins Lane was destroyed. The couple was trapped. They got out, but the reports were their two dogs were killed.
Yeah.
And so now Seattle Fire says there is a report of a dog barking inside that demolished house?
The owner, this just came on minutes ago, the owners report they heard the dog, it may be inside the home, and the Seattle Fire does confirm their crews are on the scene and do hear the dog. They're searching the building right now. They're cutting through the walls and the flooring, it sounds like. They just tweeted a picture of a few fire crews there on the scene. Yeah, a dog barking inside that home. If I recall, this happened on Friday, I want to say. So
yeah, it's either Thursday or Friday.
Thursday or Friday.
Either a week or almost a week.
It's been nearly a week. Yeah, and right around this time, too, it was happening. So, my goodness, I think we're all hoping that this ends in a positive outcome.
Yeah, that would be cool. Okay, we'll stay on top of that. Seattle Fire's on the scene. Brandi Crouse joins us on Thursdays. How cool would that be, Brandi, if they found the little doggy in that house?
I'm like near tears thinking about the possibility of that, so I really hope that that's true. You and I are both dog people, so that would be great.
I heard the couple talking. I was surprised by this, because I looked up the value of their home, and it was valued at about $1.5 million, and that shocked me. I couldn't believe a house on Perkins with a sweeping view of the Sound would be under $2 million. But apparently, I don't know if insurance said this was an act of God, but their friends and their neighbors, they were raising money. They're trying to get a $400,000 GoFundMe for the couple, and all the comments, they sounded like just the loveliest people, but losing their dogs was, you know, it sounded like it was almost as devastating as losing all the other material things, too.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, for me, the house, you can build a new house, you can do all that. But, I mean, you know how much I love my dogs. I can't imagine. So, yeah. Oh, my gosh, I really hope. And, you know, I know that's not still a safe situation. So thank you to those firefighters for going in and trying to find the pup.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we'll keep you posted on that. That's breaking news. But they're hearing a dog barking in the landslide house on Perkins Lane in Magnolia. That is just coming into us. We'll keep you posted throughout the show. Brandy Cruz. Okay, so I know that you and I both, because I saw you on Twitter. I was all over Twitter when we got the word that Washington State Department of Transportation said no to an offer from Kittitas County to help clear the passes. They offered equipment. They offered manpower. And the state DOT said, no, you don't have the same vaccine mandate that we have, so we can't accept it. This is crazy. This is insanity to me.
Oh, it's just wild. And I actually just about an hour ago got off an interview with one of the commissioners and also the head of public works in Kittitas County. And we talked about this whole debacle. And look, you know, this is one of those things for me. And you were talking earlier on your show about how you just try to be reason, just common sense. And I feel like, and I actually heard from some people on social media who said, hey, I support vaccines, but this is ridiculous. You've got people who are operating in a truck alone who could help in a situation like this. Why would you not allow them to help? And I should note, you know, and it's especially true after I talked to leaders in Kittitas County about this situation, the WashDOT crews over there are just as frustrated with this as Kittitas County is. It's really about, it goes back to the governor, to the head of the State Department of Transportation. And so, you know, the crews on the ground for the state and the crews that had to tell them, like, look, we can't let you do this. I feel just as bad for them, frankly, as I do for Kittitas County and for the residents who were inconvenienced and even more than that, put in danger because of this.
Well, and I know a couple people who work on road crews, and they love what they do, and they take very seriously that they are keeping the roads safer for the rest of us. They're not just doing some random job. They truly believe that they are doing some, and they are, that they're doing something good and positive. And so now we have six-man crews that are down to three-man because Jay Inslee fired 400. They've been trying to spin it like we didn't fire them, but they did. They were sent letters of termination. I have one of those emails. They're trying to spin it like they didn't fire them. They're trying to tell us that losing 400 road crew people didn't hamper them clearing the passes. And now they're telling Kittitas County no. And what this said to me, and I'm going to talk live with one of the Kittitas County commissioners in the Big Lead of Two coming up in just a few minutes. But what that says to me, Brandy, is that Jay Inslee's stupid vaccine mandate, which doesn't seem to be doing much for public health, that's more important to him than keeping the major east-west highway in the state open. And when he cares about his piece of paper more than he cares about the people of this state, that's when I think our governor and Roger Millar, head of DOT, I think they have lost their souls.
Well, it's the lack of nuance that bothers me. I think that there are some jobs where you could argue, okay, you know, we could argue for a vaccine mandate in this situation. But when you have people who are in their vehicles by themselves, there is no rational explanation for that. And, you know, maybe, how much faith I have in this, but maybe the governor or the WashDOT director can look at that and say, okay, we need to start using some nuance in these situations and to take a different approach and make exceptions where we can. And one thing that I'll note, you know, and I'm sure the commissioner will talk to you about this coming up at 2, back in November, the WashDOT had the Kittitas County Public Works Department sign this basically an interlocal agency agreement saying, hey, you know, we know we're going to be short-staffed, so this agreement would allow us to call upon you if we need. And at the time, Kittitas County knew that one of the requirements would be for this agreement that they had to prove that their staff was vaccinated. And I asked them today, so you knew about that, so why wait all this time, you know, thinking that you had this agreement in place? And Kittitas County told me today, honestly, they just thought that the state would change its mind, that if things were bad enough and the snow was deep enough, that in no realm of possibility did they think that the state would turn them away. But the state turned them away.
Yeah, well, I think there are a couple things at play, and I'll ask the commissioner the same thing, because they offered to help back in November with that document. They offered to help because they were firing 400 road crew people, and they said, hey, we know you're going to be shorthanded. They stepped up a few days ago to help because this was not unprecedented, but it hasn't happened in 20-some years, that they had to close down I-90 for several days. And that's when Kittitas said, look, we will help you. And they get turned down for it. And no, I don't believe that Jay Inslee is big into nuance. So I appreciate your optimism.
Okay,
I don't know that I share it. I think he's just taking a sledgehammer to all. Wasn't it you that he was talking to back in about a year ago at this time when Jay Inslee said this?
We will not allow the virus to win the Super Bowl. We ought to win the Super Bowl, which means to keep people from being infected.
Yeah, he's doing a bang up job with that Super. Was he talking to you with that one?
Well, so after that, when they did the whole, he did the tour of the state, that the state was going to be fully reopened, he was down at Pike Place Market, we were asking about it, he declared that they had indeed won the Super Bowl. That was this summer. So yeah, he was talking in that clip about winning it eventually, and then it was to me where he was declaring victory.
If Jay Inslee thinks he won the Super Bowl, as Keith Jackson would say, fumble! Yeah, I think that he's lost control of the handle there. All right, what do you got going on in your undivided podcast this weekend?
Yeah, well, I actually, right now, I'm staring out, I'm on Columbia Tower, and I'm staring out at a beautiful view of Seattle. Unfortunately, earlier today, I was down at street level, and it wasn't so beautiful. I was down near the Target at 2nd and Pine, where we were, you know, just taking images of just how terrible it's become. And so I'm at Columbia Tower to talk to Ann Davison, who's, of course, Seattle's new city attorney. And I think there's a lot of promise there for what she can do for the city and to turn around some of the low-level street crime. And so I'll have my conversation with Ann Davison coming up Friday on the Undivided podcast, and then more on my digital show Sunday, which is Undivided with Brandi Crews on YouTube.
And they have a huge backlog. I like that guy that she's brought in to help with the backlog, the former U.S. attorney. His last name's Moran. Is it Brian? I can't remember his first name.
Yeah, but Brian Moran. He was the U.S. attorney under Trump.
Yeah, and I had him on the show many times, and I liked him a lot, too. So it seems like she's reaching out and having good people around her as well. All right, that is on Brandi Crews' Undivided podcast coming up this weekend. You can find it anywhere you get podcasts. All right, Brandi, thanks for dropping by. I appreciate it.
I'll talk to you later.
Yes, you will. All right, Brandi Crews, independent journalist. That's the kind I like. All right, keep you posted on this breaking news. Did a dog actually survive the landslide in Magnolia? We'll try to get you the latest on that, as that breaking news is just coming in. And then I will talk to one of those Kittitas County commissioners in the big lead at 2. Don't go anywhere. It's a very busy afternoon here on the Dory Monson Show. A few days ago, the head of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, she talked to Brett Baer on Fox News. I said at the time, I thought it was one of the most disastrous interviews I've seen from a public official since COVID started, because she just couldn't give a straight answer on anything. The Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor had just lied, saying that up to 100,000 kids were seriously ill and on ventilators, and she couldn't give a straight answer to that even.
We can find from Friday suggests there are fewer than 3,500 current pediatric hospitalizations from COVID-19. Is that true?
Yeah, but, you know, here's what I can tell you about our pediatric hospitalizations now.
And I said, it's always problematic when somebody says, yeah, but. Because everything after the but is them lying, because the yeah is the truth. Yeah, but. And she just did that time and again. Are kids really in great danger, like politicians and most in the media are trying to tell
us? Risk of death or serious illness in children is still very small, right?
Comparatively, the risk of death is small, but of course, you know, children aren't supposed to die. So, you know, if we have a child who's been, who is sick with COVID-19, we want to make sure that they, we want to protect them, of course.
Right, but I'm talking...
We want to protect them, of course. But she was just stumbling. And then we talked about, or they talked about, how many people have died because of COVID. There are a lot of people who are in the hospital and have died with COVID, but they died from other things. And they talked about that distinction.
Speaking of statistics, it seems to make a big difference if a person in the hospital is in the hospital for COVID-19 or with COVID-19. It's been almost a year since you've been running the agency. Do we have that split on numbers?
You know, what I will say is it differs by each variant. So some variants, first of all, we're doing screening of many in many hospitals of everybody who's walking in the door. What we're seeing with the Omicron variant is that it tends to be milder person by person. But given how large the numbers are, that we're seeing more and more cases come into the hospital. In some hospitals that we've talked to, up to 40% of the patients who are coming in with COVID are coming in not because they're sick with COVID, but because they're coming in with something else.
And yeah, like a gunshot wound. Not one person has died from Omicron. Not one person. But man, she just couldn't give a straight answer.
Do you know how many of the 836,000 deaths in the U.S. linked to COVID are from COVID, or how many are with COVID, but they had other comorbidities? Do you have that breakdown?
Yes, of course. With Omicron, we're following that very carefully. Our death registry, of course, takes a few weeks.
Listen how many times she says, of course. That's also a tell.
Breakdown.
Yes, of course. With Omicron, we're following that very carefully. Our death registry, of course, takes a few weeks to takes a few weeks to collect. And of course, Omicron has just been.
Of course, of course, of course. I said she sounded like Nathan Thurm. Nathan Thurm's one of the many great characters that Martin Short did on Saturday Night Live and Second City, the weaselly corporate executive. So we pulled a little Nathan Thurm. Does he sound like Rochelle Walensky?
Mr. Thurm, we appreciate your willingness to talk with us tonight.
What do you mean by that?
Well, simply that we want to thank you for taking time out from your schedule.
Why wouldn't I be able to take time out from my schedule? So interesting that you think I wouldn't be able to take time off from my schedule. As if the tobacco industry's case were so weak that defending it took up all my time. It's so funny that you would think that. It's so funny.
Well, Mr. Thurm, if I may begin, the links between cigarette smoking and cancer and heart disease are well established.
Are they? I don't know that they are.
Well, Mr. Thurm, scientific research has shown that to be the case.
No, it hasn't.
Rochelle Walensky is Nathan Thurm. I stand by my comparison. We'll check the news, and then the big Leave It To is next. And a Kittitas County Commissioner joins me live on the Dory Monson Show.